はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。明けましておめでとうございます。さくらです。今日は天狗の隠れ身のパート2をお送りします。
Happy New Year, Peter here. Today we bring you part 2 of the Tengu's Invisible Cloak. Now yesterday was really good. And today we're going to finish off the story.
ね。
Now today we have even more actresses and actors.
わー、すごい。
I forgot to say that, voice actresses. Yesterday.
なんてことでしょう。
I'm sorry,
Oh no.
Poor Natsuko-san. Grouped in with the voice actors.
そうだね。
But maybe it's only one word. I am not sure.
Oh.
Well, anyway.
Acting persons.
Yes.
So. Acting persons.
Nice try. Thank you for helping, Sakura-san. You're so nice this year. 2007, Sakura. I like.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Don't compliment you. Just.
Ah, そうなのよ。
Okay.
Okay. Come on.
So, today's dialogue, we have Natsuko-san.
Yes.
Take-san.
Yes.Miki-san.
And finally, Yoshi-san. Yoshi-san will be playing several parts.
As usual, ne?
As usual. Now, in today's story,
yes.
Well, you'll find out, but the gambler wakes up to a big surprise. And he tries to kind of improvise, and we all know what happens when someone tries to improvise. Well, interesting story. I really like this one. Again, after this, we'll bring you the English. So tune in here.Afterwards, pick up the English and then stop by JapanesePod101.com. All right, here we go.
女房は掃除をしようと部屋を片付けているうちに、隅の方に汚らしい蓑を見つけたと。
どこで拾ってきたんだろうね、こんな汚いもの。
と言って女房はその蓑をかまどで燃やしてしまったと。さて、博打打ちが起きると蓑がない。
おい、ここにあった角。いや、ミノ、ミノをどうした？
ああ、あの汚いの、燃やしてしまいましたよ。
燃やした？あれは重宝な。いや、どこで燃やした？
かまどですよ。
博打打ちは大急ぎでかまどへ飛んでいったと。そして、灰を指でつまんでみたと。すると、灰がついたところだけ、指が消えて見えなくなったと。
まだ、大丈夫だった。
と、博打打ちは裸になり、水をかぶってから、かまどの灰をベタベタと体に塗りまくったと。女房が驚き呆れているうちに、博打打ちの姿は全く見えなくなってしまったと。
人稼ぎ、行ってくるぞ。
という姿のない声が聞こえたかと思うと、ペタペタという足音が遠ざかっていったと。博打打ちは、まず元気づけに、と酒屋へ入ったと。そしてガブガブ飲んだと。飲んでいるうちに唇の周りの灰が剥げたと。
ありゃ、口の化け物だ。
他は見えなかったけど口だけが現れたと。
口の化け物が酒を飲んでいるぞ。
博打打ちは逃げ出したと。その拍子に水たまりに足を突っ込んだと。今度は足首から下、両足の灰が剥げたと。酒屋の小僧さんが棒を持って追いかけてきたと。ワンワン、ワンワン。犬も追いかけてきたと。二階の出窓の鉢植えに水をやっている人がいたと。下の道を口と足だけの化け物が走ってきたので、びっくり仰天し、水をやる手元が狂ったと。水は下の道までこぼれて、走ってきた博打打ちのお尻にピシャッとかかったと。お尻の灰が剥げたと。
口とお尻と足だけの化け物が走っているぞ。
ワイワイガヤガヤ、ワンワンガヤガヤ、大勢の人が道に出てきて博打打ちを追いかけたと。博打打ちは橋の上で両側から追い詰められ、犬に噛みつかれるやら棒で叩かれるやら、逃げるに逃げられず、ついに川へと飛び込んだと。灰は全部剥げてしまって、博打打ちはすっぱだかで捕まってしまったと。おしまい。
The gambler's wife began to clean, and while she was cleaning, she came across a filthy cloak in the corner.I wonder where he picked up this filthy rag, said his wife, and then she proceeded to burn it in the stove. When the gambler woke, the cloak was gone. Hey, where is that Cloak. What happened to the cloak? He asked. Oh, that dirty thing? I burned it, replied his wife. Burned it? That precious... Never mind. Where did you burn it? He inquired. In the stove. The gambler rushed to the stove. Only ashes remained, so he put his finger into the ashes. Upon doing so, the part of his finger with the ash on it became invisible. He said to himself, it's still okay, and then proceeded to strip, cover himself in water, and then paint his body with the ashes. His wife was shocked as he disappeared right before her very eyes. Then she heard him say, I'm off to work. I'll be back. As the pitter-patter of his footsteps grew faint, the gambler headed to the first bar he came across and started drinking. While he was drinking, the area around his lips got wet and the ash came off. Someone noticed the mouth and said, that's a mouth! A mouth monster! Someone else took notice and screamed, the mouth monster is drinking sake. The gambler took off. As he was running, he stepped in a puddle and the ash came off his legs, exposing them. He was now being chased by a young worker from the bar and a barking dog. On the second floor of a building, there was a person watering plants. He was taken aback by seeing a pair of legs and mouth running. He lost his concentration and his watering hand pointed towards the street below. When the gambler passed, the water hit him square in the backside, exposing it for the world to see. A villager exclaimed, "There's a pair of running legs, a mouth, and a rump running down the street." With all the chaos going on, there was now a mob chasing the gambler. Finally, they had him pinned down on a bridge, closing in on both sides. He was being bitten by the dog, hit with sticks, and he had nowhere to go. So he leapt from the bridge into the river below. Upon hitting the water, all of the ash washed away from his body, and he was captured in his birthday suit. The end. Sakura-san, what did you think?
Funny.
Funny, right? What was funny?
Eh? The way he's running and ash coming off.
Yeah, really. Wow, that's to be pretty interesting.
Mm.
I think this story has to be one of my favorite Japanese Mukashi Banashi.
So.
I thought it was really interesting.
So da yo ne.
But it's pretty well known though, right? But not one of the big, not one of the big boys.
So da ne.
But big boys meaning one of the more well-renowned.
Sorry.
Hi. You gotta, come on, second sense, my New Year's resolution to speak more coherent English.
Ah,
not some of these.
よろしくお願いします。頑張ってね。
All right, that's gonna do it.
また明日ね。
See you tomorrow.